is a very interesting story. We're about to talk to a gentleman who is right here from the area but is making nationwide news. I just got a tweet from one of my buddies who is a producer in New York for the Boomer and Carton show. He was well aware of this story. This gentleman's got a book called Wet Goddess, Recollections of a Dolphin, and it is about his relationship with a dolphin, which seems impossible, I think, to most people.
Dolly the Dolphin.
Dolly the Dolphin. Malcolm, how are you, sir?
I'm a little tired this morning. Like, we had a thunderstorm sweep through last night. I didn't get much sleep.
And does that spook Dolly in your bed and she flops around? No?
Dolly's not in the bed.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, can we start from the beginning and you tell me how this happened? What were you? You were a photographer, an investigative reporter?
I was a student at New College, actually, in Sarasota.
Okay.
I was asked by a local writer to take some pictures of the dolphins at a little amusement called Florida Land that was down in Nokomis.
Right.
And they had a dolphin show there. And that was, she wanted to write a book about the dolphins. And she asked me to take the pictures, so I got pretty much a free pass to the place.
And you spent how much time there before you developed a relationship with the dolphin?
Well, I spent a total of about 9 or 10 months there, and the relationship with the dolphin started, about 3 months after I first, I met the dolphin the first day I went there, but the relationship didn't really start until the water warmed up a bit, because I went there when it was cold.
What, right away, was there a significant attraction to one dolphin over another, or you didn't even know that? Like, I go to SeaWorld, I can't tell the difference between the dolphins.
Yeah, I was the same way at first, but this one dolphin was a female dolphin. She was kept in a pen. Most of the dolphins were kept in a big pool.
Okay.
This dolphin was kept in a sea-level pen. The park was right on the intercoastal waterway, and she was the only dolphin in the world at the time, outside of the U.S. Navy, that was allowed to go out into open water and would voluntarily come back again.
So she...
She performed tricks with a riverboat. She would jump for fish.
So she was a smarter of the dolphins. You had an experience when you were younger with dolphins,
correct? No.
That was the first time
I ever met a dolphin in person.
It said in your bio that that you were sexually molested by a I don't know.
What was it?
Oh, a psychiatrist. I'm reading it as I'm talking to you. I'm hearing dolphin and I'm talking to you. By a psychiatrist?
Yes.
Well, how did that... give me that story. How did that happen? You were seeing the doctor and this happened?
No, my parents were followers of a bizarre pseudoscientific cult led by a guy named Wilhelm Reich, an Austrian psychiatrist who was manifestly crazy.
Okay.
And they put me in a therapy with this guy who was very physically brutal and sexually assaulted me and did other unpleasant things.
And do you think that is ties in now to your adult life and this rare and interesting relationship that you have with the dolphin?
Well, I think it does, at least in part, explain my zoophilia, which is my attraction to
animals.
Other species.
Now, is a dolphin the first?
We're all animals. We're all animals, Mike.
Well, I know, but you've crossed over to other animals, which is very rare. What is the first animal that you've had an experience with?
When I was in my early adolescence, I experimented with the family dog a few times.
And what kind of dog is that? I always wondered if I'm going to make sweet love to a dog, it would have to be something, I think, comparable in size to me. What kind of dog did you experiment with?
It was a poodle.
Poodle? Mm. That doesn't seem right. I don't know how big of a guy you are, but that doesn't seem... Well, okay, and how far...
Well, I didn't get very far, but let me just say, I didn't abuse the dog.
Yeah, oh, no. What can you explain to me in light terms how far you went with the dog?
I tried to have intercourse with the dog, but it was unsuccessful.
Yes, okay. And then what about after the poodle?
I tried to have a normal teenage life.
But I mean, as far as, so you obviously have a messed up upbringing with your parents and their crazy religion, and you're getting molested, and you got the poodle there, and then later on in your life, is there another animal before the dolphin that you're like, I'd like to take a shot at that goat or something else?
No, I lived in suburbia. There weren't that many animals around.
Okay, so we went right from the poodle to the dolphin.
Yes.
Okay, so...
With some dating in between.
Yeah, with women, I'm assuming.
Yes.
No, I mean, look, it sounds like I'm trying to be funny, but I'm trying to get all the facts as much as I can from you, because this is, obvious, you probably know, is an odd story. You don't hear a lot about this, and I'm sure more of it goes on than people are willing to talk about. Certainly not writing a book about it. And then also speaking to you that sound like an educated man and talking about this in a serious fashion when it really is bizarre to most people.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I'll admit that.
Okay. So you go to the dolphin. Let's get back over there. You finally find this dolphin. You realize this one's smarter than the rest of them. Why do you feel like there's some sort of mutual attraction between you and this particular dolphin?
Well, people have this backwards. At first, I didn't feel any particular attraction for the dolphin. Dolphins were not part of my fantasy life, and I wasn't interested in the sex with the dolphin.
Okay.
What happened was, when I got in the water with the dolphin, she began courting me, dolphin style.
Now, can you give me an idea what that is like? I've been in the water with dolphins before.
You have?
Yeah.
Wild or captive dolphins?
What? I'm sorry?
Wild or captive dolphins?
Both. I was in the water with on a jet ski with wild dolphins, where they began surrounding the jet ski. And then when I was in, one of those Caribbean countries on a cruise, we swam with dolphins. And they did tell you, watch out for the males, because they'll come up and try and take a shot at you.
Yes. Dolphins are very sexual creatures. What happened with this dolphin is, I was, as I explained in the film, rubbing her head.
Right.
And she started slowly swimming forward and rolling. So I ended up rubbing her belly. And then when I got to her genital slit, she just stopped. And I said to myself, whoops, this is not the kind of show that... people bring their kids to Florida Land to see.
Right.
So I went back. I moved. I went back to her head. I started rubbing her head again. She did the same thing. Later on, when I got in the water with her, she began to get very aggressive with me. She would rub her genital slit against me. She would try to masturbate. And one time when I tried to refuse her, tried to push her away, she jumped on top of me and pushed me down to the bottom of the pool so that I had to hold my breath.
Wow. You got dolphin rape.
If she'd been a male dolphin and I had been a woman, it could have been something like that.
Interesting. Okay. But now, common sense, though, would say that because she is an animal and because she does have genitals that she's that are similar, I guess, in structure to what we're used to as humans, that she was probably just, I'm sure if you did that to any animal that had similar privates, they would react the same way, no?
I don't know. Most animals don't like to have their genitalia touched unless they're in heat. But
we already know that dolphins
are sexual year-round.
Okay, but that's the thing. So you have a sexual animal who has similar parts, and if this dolphin is reacting to you touching it, it doesn't necessarily mean there's an emotional connection there. It's just an animal reaction, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. There was an emotional reaction there. The emotional reaction built over time. At first, I think the dolphin just was playing a game with me for entertainment.
Okay.
But she was put back in a pool, and I thought, okay, she's lonely, she's horny, she's by herself. First of all, another dolphin was put in the pen with her, a female dolphin.
Right.
And she still continued to court me. In fact, one time when I brought a girlfriend down to the park to impress her with, swimming with the dolphins, Dolly beat her up and threw her out of the pen.
Oh, she got jealous.
Wow.
Seriously, yeah. She didn't like the fact that you were bringing broads around.
You know how you stop that, though? You stay on land.
Yeah.
Well, really much a dolphin can do if you're on land.
But he didn't know at that point. He was trying to impress the girl, and the dolphin was like, hey, that's my man.
Right.
Out. How did she beat her up? She gave her a little tail whack?
No, not with her tail, just with her snout.
See, you fell short. If you were smooth, you would have worked a three-way with the girl and the dolphin. You'd have got them together first, and then you were all right. But anyway, so you're already seeing signs of jealousy from the dolphin.
Yeah.
Okay, and then when do you realize that you might be having feelings for the dolphin?
During the courtship, my feelings sort of slowly emerged. I began thinking, okay, this dolphin has a Jones for me, obviously.
Right.
If she was a woman and she was throwing herself at me this way, would I be putting her off? Would I turn her down?
And you decide it's a woman dolphin, and I should treat her as a woman human being, and do the same thing with her as I would with a human?
Well, I had a very high regard for the dolphin's intelligence.
Okay.
Most people are not used to an animal that can think for itself, Mike.
Right.
And dolphins do think for themselves.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would think that, most people have had dogs, and dogs have made some, they make decisions on their own. They decide they don't want to go outside when it's raining. They want to eat when they're hungry. I mean, they make those sort of decisions.
The dolphin basically tried to get me to understand her, to imitate her her vocalizations when we were playing a game. And it was very amazing the way she did it. I can't describe the whole experience now, but it's described in detail in my book.
And do you think that you did start to learn her vocals, noises? Like, you can respond to them? You knew what she was saying?
No, but I think she was trying to get me to imitate her signature whistle, which is the dolphin's name for itself.
Okay, and were you able to do that?
I sure tried, and she seemed very happy by my response.
I got to hear it. You realize I got to hear it.
Right.
I can't.
You can do it.
No, I can't.
Why? You forgot it?
It's been too many years.
Oh, is it hurt? Does it hurt to think about?
No, I'm also not sure I can do it right.
Okay. All right. So now you realize that this dolphin is of superior intelligence. It is courting you in a sexual way. And is there any part of you that goes, this is insane, or are you just caught up in it?
Yeah, there were a lot of parts of me that thought that it was crazy. But I found myself obsessed with her, frankly.
Okay, and you kept going back and seeing her. At what point does this move to the next stage in a relationship?
Well, actually, the park was sold. It was sold for a development, Sorrento Shores.
Are you freaking out at that point? You're like, you're going to take my girl away.
Yeah, I was pretty upset about it.
Right.
The last time I went to see her, the park was closed. Nobody was there. And it was just, all the other dolphins had been sold off and shipped to other oceanariums. It was just her and a male dolphin in a pool. And I got in the water, and the male dolphin tried to attack me, and Dolly put herself between us.
Wow.
She stopped him. And then she did something remarkable. She slipped through a very narrow space between two boards and got into another pool. And that's where we made love.
So you jumped in the pool that day, and you realized this dolphin left a male dolphin for you, put itself in an interesting situation by working hard to get into this pool alone. Clearly, she is inviting you to come make love to her.
That was my analysis.
Right.
Kind of like you're at the party, and the girl grabs your hand and goes, hey, let's go in this room.
Right.
Yeah.
And you get in the water with her, and how does it start? She swims up to you. You hug her. I don't know what I'm not even mocking it. I'm just asking you I wouldn't even know what to do. That when I went swimming with the dolphins and the thing swam up to me, I got scared. They got teeth and blowholes and seriously, it's an animal. And
she'd gotten me past that point earlier in our courtship. She would open her mouth and rub her teeth very gently along my arm or my leg,
nice.
And I found that incredibly erotic because a dolphin, as you know, is like a tiger or a bear.
Right.
They're a big animal. She weighs 400 pounds. They can kill you if they want.
Sure.
And this dolphin was being very, very gentle and very, very suggestive with me. This was nothing. I never coerced this dolphin in any way. I never gave her a fish. I never did anything to try to train her to do this. This was all spontaneous on her part.
Right. Okay. I know this is going to sound like an odd question, but I've seen dolphins eat before. I've seen their mouth. They have big tongues. Do you ever try to... You didn't kiss the dolphin in any way, did you?
No, I didn't try to kiss her. That would be a pretty meaningless gesture to her.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. So you guys just went straight to the lovemaking?
No, we spent about half an hour in foreplay and trying to figure out what position to use because this was novel for both of us. I couldn't make love to her the way a male dolphin would. And
how does a male dolphin do it? Do they intertwine like in a figure eight almost?
No, he turns over, so he's upside down and comes up underneath her.
Right.
And they make love belly to belly that way. They're one of the few other animals besides humans that make love belly to belly.
Okay, and you could not do that? Oh, no, because you'd be underwater.
Well, I tried that. We tried it vertically in the water with both of us vertical, and that didn't work out so well. So,
by the way, if you're just joining the show, He is talking about him and a dolphin. This is Dolly the Dolphin and Malcolm Brenner, and he's talking about his new book called Wet Goddess, Recollections of a Dolphin, which is available at wetgoddess.net. And we've been discussing the relationship, the courtship, and now we're up to the lovemaking between Mr. Brenner and Dolly the Dolphin.
Right.
So basically, the dolphin was in her normal position, and I was vertical in the water. I was holding on to her body and making love with her that way. And as we began to climax, she took me underwater.
And is that a sign of something, or is she trying to kill you?
No, I don't think she was trying to kill me. I had to hold my breath, but she knew I could swim. She knew I was a good swimmer. And I think it was just natural for her.
Right. And if you can, without being too graphic, is it similar to making sweet love to a woman to make love to a dolphin?
For me, it was the most intense sexual experience I've ever had, sexual and emotional and mental. I felt completely at one with the dolphin, and I think she felt the same way about me. I think we both knew that we were crossing like a boundary there.
And you were, and they were getting ready to close the park and move the dolphin, so is this the last time that this happened?
It was the only time it happened.
Oh,
I made love with her once.
So you've made a physical love, you've got an emotional connection, and then what do? They take the dolphin away from you?
Well, the park closed down. The dolphin was shipped off to an oceanarium in Mississippi, and I went off for a year of college at Evergreen College in Washington State, which I'd already set up months before. I didn't anticipate what happened, because dolphins are also very emotional creatures, and they make very deep attachments.
Right.
She was sent to this, she and the remaining male dolphin, who, by the way, she was very fond of, got sent to this oceanarium in Mississippi.
Real quick, did that make you jealous?
No. No, I'm not jealous.
Yeah, you say it like with a little bit. A little high pitch at the end, like you were a little concerned.
No, I did look forward to seeing her again, though. I knew where she was.
Okay.
But while I was out in Washington State, she died.
Ooh.
She was put in a very small pool. There was no access to the open water there. They tried to get her to do, I don't know, different tricks or something. It was kind of sad. I went to this place. I visited it afterwards.
Right.
Because I wanted to talk to the dolphin trainer and find out what happened to her.
Do you tell the dolphin trainer that you'd made sweet love to the dolphin?
No.
Okay.
What I did was I went back there, and he told me that when she got moved into this little pool, really a concrete bathtub, she stopped eating. She went into a funk, and he came out one morning and just found her dead on the bottom of the pool. Dolphins are voluntary breathers. They have to think about every breath they take.
Right.
And if a dolphin wants to suicide, it just stops breathing.
You think that the dolphin was so brokenhearted over not being able to see you that it killed itself?
Not being able to see me and not being able to see the male dolphin that she was fond of.
Her two loves.
Anybody. She was, yeah, exactly.
Or do you think that the dolphin was so freaked out by being banged by a dude that it killed itself?
Well, like that's freaked out, but like, you know, that embarrassment.
Right.
That sometimes girls, like at fraternity parties, that pull gangbangs, the next day they're like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
Right.
You're like, maybe something like that.
No, I don't think so, because after we finished making love, while we were still back at the Florida land, after we finished making love, I swam over to a fence and hung on to the wire because I was exhausted. The dolphin swam up to me. She embraced me with her flippers. She laid her snout on my shoulder, and she just stared into my eyes.
Like most loving couples do after a lovemaking session.
Yeah, yeah, but that is definitely not what dolphins do when they finish making love.
Right. Do you have pictures of the dolphin? Do you get to at least look at pictures and think about the dolphin? Like, well, most people have lost a love over the years.
I have a lot of pictures of the dolphin. Many of them are in my book, Wet Goddess, and some of them are in the film Dolphin Lover.
Now, have you ever had a relationship with a woman? Have you been married?
I've been married twice for a total of 18 years. I have a grown daughter by my first wife.
And how does this come up in relationships? At what point do you divulge to a potential girlfriend or wife that you've made love to an animal before?
I would do it fairly early in the relationship, because I don't want to, you know, take somebody under false pretenses.
And what does the first wife say, like, before you get married? You're out on a date, and you're like, hey, this is going pretty good. Before we go any further, I got to let you know. And you're like, I banged a dolphin. And then they go, what? Or they go, oh, my God, it's a beautiful story.
She thought it was a beautiful story.
First one or second one?
The first one.
And what about the second wife?
The second one was a little more conservative, but she accepted it.
Okay. And what about your daughter? I'm sure she knows about it now.
Yeah, my daughter actually designed the cover for the book. She's a very good artist.
But what if your daughter came up to you and said, I met a Cocker Spaniel today, and we hit it off. Like, how would you react to that?
I'm banging a gorilla.
Yeah, like, some. But I mean, like, how would you react to that in a way? I mean, I'm a parent. If I had to deal with that, I don't know how I'd handle it.
I would have to say good for you.
So if your daughter came home and said, I was walking home from college today, and I passed a Great Dane, and that day Great Dane looked at me, and I believe I'm going to go make love to it tomorrow, you would say, you would wish her the best.
Yeah, I would.
That's very interesting.
However, she's happily married.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. She's happily married, but she finds her real love, turns out to be some sort of horse or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, say they go horseback riding, and she connects with an animal, then what are you going to do?
I hope for her sake it's a miniature horse.
Yeah, I hope so too.
By the way, did you happen to see that documentary, The Zoo?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah. And I think that you would want to try more of that. I get that feeling from talking to you.
You know, I haven't really had a partner for the last several years.
So at this point?
Human or animal.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
Anything you got your eye on?
I'm on some dating sites.
Meetsheep.com or what? Like
either one.
Animal stuff. Yeah,
animal or human.
Animal or human?
Human.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Listen to me. I think this is a very interesting story. You got to admit, it's kind of weird. You do admit it's a little weird, right, Malcolm?
Oh, I admit it's a little weird.
Have you met other people that have made love to dolphins as a result of you talking about this?
Yes, I have.
Have you since seen any professional help, any psychologist or psychiatrist in your adult years since making love to the dolphin?
Well, I have, but not for my zoophilia. I've been treated for depression.
Does that come up, though? I mean, I'm sure that the doctor has to come up somehow, and they may say, I'm depressed because I miss the true love of my life, a dolphin.
No, I was depressed. I'm a chronic depressive. I was depressed in childhood.
And so you've never brought that up? Like you don't think that any of your doctors have ever seen you Googled you or seen the documentary or something that where they go, hey, by the way, Malcolm, are you also the guy who banged a dolphin?
They don't bring it up. They're professionals.
Also, I would imagine Malcolm isn't a big fan of psychiatrists or psychologists.
No, actually, I've been in and out of psychiatry most of my life.
Well, I'm saying from the childhood thing.
Yeah.
You know, that may...
That was craziness. That guy, the guy who tortured me also, Lorna Luft wrote about him in her book, Me and My Garland's Daughter.
I have to say, I think that somebody who has a little bit of background and with mental health stuff, I would think that your desire, I mean, this just seems like pretty logical. Your desire to find a relationship at that level comes from the fact that you were molested as a child and your parents were in this cult, and maybe you were longing so much for some sort of relationship that you found it in a most unlikely place. Like, this seems like it would be a textbook psychiatry thing.
Maybe it is. I'm not a psychiatrist.
I know, but you would think that you might want to go talk to somebody about that before you make some crazy, you know, before you make a leap into farm animals or something. I mean, for real.
I think if you'll check the DSM, you'll find that zoophilia isn't even listed as a mental disorder anymore.
Because I don't think enough people are doing it or talking about it until the
I think there's
began.
Quite a few people doing it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Kinsey said that about 1 in 6 men and about 1 in 12 women have a sexual experience with animals.
Well, I'll tell you this. We put it out on the air one time for women, and a lot more women admitted to experimenting with those sort of with home pets than I'd ever imagined would at least talk about it on the show. So, and I imagine if more women talked about it, there were even more doing it. So that For some reason, it's really hot when I think about that and really weird when I think about yours. But
the message I really want to get out there, Mike, is that we need to stop killing these things, the dolphins. They're under assault all over the world. Their environment is under attack. The Japanese capture them and sell them to swim with dolphin places.
Right.
Ironically, people's love for dolphins is ending up getting dolphins, you know, enslaved and killed.
Why have you not sought out another dolphin? Like, how would you not go hang out at the aquarium or at SeaWorld or something to see if you can make another connection? Because you never expected the first one. How do you know there's not another dolphin out there for you?
Because I don't believe in keeping dolphins in captivity. I think it's wrong.
I'm surprised that that's the message you want to get out, is not to kill the dolphins. I think also don't have sex with dolphins would be a good message.
Why? It was such a good experience for him. He should be like, let's take the time to meet a dolphin.
I think the dolphin killed itself because it got had sex with a guy.
I think it missed Malcolm so much that it didn't want to live in the tank anymore.
Mm.
I think Malcolm and the dolphin connected on a level that you can't understand, Galvin.
Maybe.
And the dolphin didn't want to live without him anymore.
I go with Mike.
See?
Yeah. I don't know.
There was no indication when I left her that the dolphin was depressed or unhappy.
Right, and he knows depression. So if he doesn't, the last thing they did was share a flipper hug and stare into each other's eyes, and then the next thing he knows, the dolphin's dead.
What about the poodle? I know you didn't go all the way with it, but you tried to, and that must have scared the hell out of the dog. What was the dog like after that, whenever you came around?
It sure didn't scare the hell out of the dog. The dog was in heat when I tried it. She was up for just about anything. Mm-hmm. And she was fine with me after that.
Very interesting.
I'm not an animal abuser, in spite of what people from the Humane Society say.
I'm wondering if you call yourself what would you be? Zoophilia.
Zoophile, yes.
And we only really have two animals, the one that you had a relationship with and the one that you experimented with. But I think if it's true zoophilia, you've probably considered what else you can do.
I've considered a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. So what are you thinking about? What's next on your list?
I have no next on my list, Mike. I'm just living my life one day at a time now.
Yeah.
My book has become wildly popular. I'm trying to fulfill a lot of orders for it. And I just ride the wave of publicity that this movie Dolphin Lover seems to have generated.
What is, it says something here in your bio that you had some sort of UFO involvement?
No, not me, my second wife. I'm working on a book about that.
And and you weren't involved in it at all, she was?
No, it happened years before I met her.
Oh, okay. Is your daughter here in the area?
I've always been fascinated by UFOs.
Oh, yeah, there's not. Wouldn't it be crazy if that's why dolphins were so intelligent? Because it turned out they're from another... Did I lose you? Carmen, call him back because we lost him. He was on line one and we lost Malcolm Brenner. I don't want him to think we hung up on him. I want to know if his daughter lived in the area.
Right.
Is she getting any heat over this or...
Yeah.
If everybody's like, your dad's a dolphin effer.
So if he did stuff with the poodle, did stuff with the dolphin, you say probably next... Some other animals. I would say he has something that rhymes with a bucket list.
Yeah, because that's the first thing that I thought of too. Because you know I have a list of stuff I would like to achieve.
His list is like a bucket list, but it starts with an F.
Malcolm, I think we lost you there.
Yeah, for a second.
All right. Well, I didn't want you to think we hung up on you, so I wanted to wrap it up, and I wanted to say it's a very fascinating story. It's about Malcolm and a dolphin that he was not only physically in love with, but emotionally in love with. You can get his book at wetgoddess.net, Recollections of a Dolphin. It is by Malcolm Brenner, who lives right here in the Sarasota area. I was asking, is your daughter in this area?
No, she's not.
Okay, I was going to say, cause that might be kind of rough on her having to be in the same area and live. Listen, next time we do a live gig, you got to come out to the live gig with us. Seriously.
I'll see if I can make it, Mike.
You're surprisingly normal looking for a man who has made love to a dolphin. I think
that says a lot about people's stereotypes.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too. I mean, if you tell me the story without listening to it, I think you're just going to be a complete loon. And then I see you and I'm like, oh, average guy with an interesting story. So, well, I appreciate you coming on the show. Good luck with the book. And you never know. You may find love again in a nautical way or in it with a human, or you never. But keep us posted, please.
I sure will, Mike. And thanks for taking me seriously.
All right, Malcolm. Take it easy, buddy.
Have a good day.